Starting to feel like home here. Been able to visit you several occasions in the last few months, and it is very exciting and fulfilling to be a part of today, the next step in acknowledging what the Lord is doing in your midst and amongst your leadership in this place. We're never quite sure what induction means, but we make it very spiritual on a Sunday like this, okay? It's acknowledging, it's commissioning, it's a church body making a commitment. It's a leader, in this case, Marcel, along with his wife, Christina, accepting what we believe to be God's will, the vision of God. No leader brings a vision. No prophet brings a vision. Everything is God's vision. And our role is to catch it and to respond to it and to follow it. And I know you've been doing that for many years in many respects. And we are just here today to help you process the transition. Allow me to pray before I begin. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would take these moments, take your word, take these people, take all of our quest for you and presence yourself in our midst here and continue to reveal and unpack the vision that you have for these people, for this church, for this community, for this time in history. We so want to be a part of that. And so we just submit to you today and ask you to visit us in Jesus' name. Amen. I did receive an email a day or two ago from Christina's mom and dad. They asked me to read it. Can I read it, Christina? Okay. Do you have a choice? You have no choices today. Dear Marcel and Christina, Austin and Jordan, wishing we could be there on this special day for you as you take on another role at Lynn Valley Church. We're proud of you, of how you always present yourselves and how caring and compassionate all of you are with those you are associated with, be it earthly family, church family, friends, neighbors, and school friends. May you all continue to shine and be a blessing to those lives you will be touching. Mom and Dad Hogg, Danny and Edith, bless you. I'm sure there's many others who could have sent a greeting or been a part of it, but this is important moments, and they're expressing their love to you. Our induction service is just really a brief calling out of Marcel and Christina and of the church, and so I'm just going to ask Christina and Marcel just to stand down here below, stand together. Sure, boys, welcome. They're caught up in this whether they want to or not, right? There are going to be sermon illustrations more than ever. Okay. You're going to hear yourself as Marcel preaches more. It's going to be all about you boys coming forward. I simply want to ask a question. Yeah, you can face me for a moment here. Simply want to ask Marcel a question with Christina's agreement. Marcel, do you believe that in God's divine providence, He has called you to serve as the pastor of Valley Church? Good. Thank you. And we're charging you today to be a passionate seeker of Jesus, to teach and preach God's word in this place, to train and equip the congregation to be missionaries in this community, and to prayerfully keep watch over the flock that God has entrusted to you. I want to now ask the congregation a question, and you can just answer, we do. Do you, the congregation of Valley Church, believe that in God's providence, He has called Marcel Kurtz to be your pastor? Thank you. I charge you to love and respect him, to follow his leadership, to be doers of the word that he preaches, to pray for him, to pay him equitably, and to welcome his care and honor his calling. Amen? That's your charge. Will you stand with us today? And I'm going to invite the board and elders and their spouses to join me. And you can face the congregation now, if you will. Any of the elders and board, I know we have two services today, and we're making this happen twice. I think that's why I put a title of my message called "The Double Portion." We're going to pray twice. We're going to ask for a commitment twice. We're going to gather leaders twice. Yeah. And Owen's going to come at this time. And I have a mic here somewhere for him. Which mic should Owen use? I guess he knows where to find a mic. And Owen is going to speak some words of blessing and commissioning.
Marcel, this won't take long. We're just affirming what we already believe God has prepared. But I'll just say a couple of words came to me. I wrote about five words came down. Feed the flock. Always have balance. The crowd is very fickle. Watch for rabbit trails. So feed the flock. If they're fed well, they won't be going down the road to some other place. People often don't realize that. People leave because they weren't being fed. That won't be the case, I know for sure, with our brother here. Protect the sheep from false doctrine, wrong emphasis. Make Valley Church and continue to make Valley Church a safe place where you can bring your friends and everyone you know, and you said, I'm not embarrassed or afraid from people. There's a solidness about that, a safe place. So crucial. Let the beauty of the Lord be seen in you. Your secret will be to stay in tune with the Holy Spirit. Power, receiving daily power from the Spirit into your own life. There's power in praise. Find yourself often praising, not knowing what else to do, but just to minister to the Lord. And people will know that whether you've been with Jesus. I don't think people know. They sense it if they sense that the Lord is in the place. And then that brings me to this wonderful shepherd staff. I've been waiting, Marcel. I've been waiting for how many years, Val? I'm not even sure how long that would be. But I remember thinking, year five, year 10, no, not yet. Year 15, getting closer. And I remember that Val had found, she found a stick, like it was in a store. And we were so, it's a real one. That's what we said, it's a real staff. It's bent right, it's been soaking in water, so soaking in something. And I knew that when we heard this is all going to be happening, I'll give this to you. And every time you look in your office, you'll remember your calling. This is your calling. I present it to you. Thank you for your fellowship. I know the church thanks you and your family. And we won't go wrong if we focus on Christ, on the Scriptures, on the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. And I'd like to think, whatever level that we come to, that there's another level to go to. And we want to move. This isn't the end, right? This is the beginning of another new era that the Spirit of the Lord is bringing the church. So I present this to you. You have to promise you won't beat the staff with it. And I'm going to give you a hug.
So we're going to have a time of prayer, and anyone that has a verse or a word of prophecy for them, you can feel free to share it in a moment or two. I'm going to ask Owen, you've got the mic there, you pray first, and just come and let's lay our hands with the leadership of this church on this couple. Yeah. And Owen, if you start in prayer, then we're just going to open the floor to especially these leaders, but anyone who has a word of exhortation.
Lord, we pray your richest blessing on this family. We pray that you will do extraordinary things through their lives. Yes, Lord. We pray, Father, there would be a divine, as it were, an impartation into Marcel's life. May this be the day, something fresh, something new. Hallelujah. We pray, God, that you would just protect and that your name will not be blasphemed in any way, but we do things that please you. We say, come, Holy Spirit. Come upon us all. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we thank you for the calling on Marcel's life. It's been wonderful to see his growth. This last year has been phenomenal, and so many wonderful things are happening here. We just acknowledge it, Lord, and we commit them into your care. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody else have a word?
Or a prayer.
Or a prayer.
The Lord has given me a word for this year. It is receive God's all.
I think we can receive that. Thank you.
Yes, amen. Thank you, Lord.
A prayer or just a prophetic
one word. Of the elders in particular, just step up and pray.
Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness.
Yes, Lord.
You're never too early. You're never too late. You're always on time. So we consider today as a God moment, Lord, for Marcel and Christina, Lord, also Jordan and Austin, Lord Jesus. Lord, as they step out, Lord Jesus, in faith, Lord, carrying the Lord, you have given them, Lord, faithfully to serve you, Lord, faithfully to serve your people and this community. We ask you, Lord Jesus, your pouring of the Holy Spirit will be upon him, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
I pray, Lord, as he proceeds, Lord, in the days ahead, Lord, he will be wondering, why did I take on this? So we ask you, Lord Jesus, your gentle Holy Spirit will nudge him, show him. The roads and the deserts he has traveled before wasn't useless, Lord. It was for useful purposes.
Yes.
Show him, Lord, look behind at the same time, look forward, knowing full well, Lord, you are guiding him, you are directing him, you are his shepherd, you are the true shepherd, and he's one of your hands and feet, Lord Jesus, want to do the right thing for our community also, Lord Jesus. Protect him, Lord, from the terror of the enemies, Lord Jesus. The pitfalls of that wait for him. The same we pray, Lord Jesus, show him where he needs to take this church to the next level.
Yes.
Or you may add him wisdom, Lord Jesus. Yes. Will you give him wisdom beyond his ages and experience and his education? Uphold him in your truth and in your spirit, Lord Jesus. May you always dwell in your word, Lord Jesus, not turning left or right. Always, always, 100% on your word, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord, this morning.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless
Lord,
your name.
We ask you, Lord, that we as members of the congregations, Lord, may be following you, Father, and supporting Pastor Marcel and Christina and his family, Lord, that we may obey you, Lord, that we may pray for him and for his family daily, Lord, and for this congregation, Lord. Allow us, Lord, to be the congregation that he needs, that you want, Lord, united in the Spirit. In Jesus' name we ask you, Lord. Amen.
Lord, my prayer is that I know that this is all about love. And as Marcel and Christina learn to love, and there's an order to love, it's God first, it's people, it's the mission, it's the lost, it's the community. Give them a love that's broad and deep. A love that comes as the Holy Spirit infills them and indwells them and lifts them up. A love that's unexplainable. A love that helps them to know when decisions need to be put forward. When to be strong and courageous. When to be compassionate and tearful. When to walk with people. When to speak your word without fear or intimidation, or maybe in spite of fear and intimidation, when to be the people you've called them to be and trust you.
Yes.
Because you love them. And you love this world, you love this community, you love this church, you love each person in it. And that love is unconditional, but it's also a love that calls us out in every aspect of our lives.
Yes.
And so we commission them today in the name of Jesus. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless your name.
Amen.